Hello, this is Eddie Duke. Welcome to the weekly podcast at Panther Creek Baptist Church. You know, Jesus Christ is an amazing person. As I look at our culture today, I'm convinced the absolute only hope for this world in which we live is Jesus Christ. And every week, I will introduce you to messages that will communicate this hope that we have in Christ. I'm thankful that you've taken the time to catch us here this week. It means a lot to me that you would tune in, and I would love to hear from you. And now, here is this week's broadcast.
And what we've been talking about over the past several weeks, we've been looking at what we were created for, why we were created. This past week, I had an opportunity to talk to Jonah for a little while, and one of the things I asked Jonah was that very question. I said, Jonah, why did God create you? Why did God create us? Why did God create people? And Jonah said, well, I don't know, you know, and that's normally the response I get, you know, because people are kind of afraid of answering that question on whether they're going to get the right or answer or the wrong answer. And I said, I think you probably do. If I were to say that the Bible says that God created us to be friends with us, what would you say? He said, yeah, that sounds about right, you know, that God created us for that reason. I said, that's exactly how it is. The Bible says that when God created you and me, He created us for a reason. And one of the reasons why He wanted us here was because He wanted to be friends with us. He wanted to have a relationship with us. And that was one of the things that we talked about last week. The first week we were together, we saw that God created us in His image. So God had in mind an image of us, of Him, that He wanted us to fulfill. He wanted us to project. Now we got away from that we saw, and we distorted that image. And what has Jesus Christ done? The great thing about Jesus Christ is Jesus Christ restores the image of God in us when we put our faith and trust in Him. And so last week, we saw not only did God create us for His image, God created in chapters 1 and 2, when God created something, you've read it. I mean, it says over and over again, God looked at this and He saw that it was good. God saw that it was good, except for Genesis chapter 2, verse 18. When God looked at this, He said, it is not good for what? It is not good for man to be alone. It's not good. And one of the things that we know about relationships can be messy, relationships can be difficult, relationships can be awkward, but the one thing relationships are not is that they are not optional. Relationships are the relationship that we have with God, the relationship we have with each other. This is what God uses to fulfill His kingdom on earth. And so it's all about relationships. And guess what? We messed that up too. God created us for relationships, but we separated from God. And I showed Jonah this last week. I mentioned discipleship training. Boy, I really, really wish. And I sense that Jonah and I are going to be big buddies. I really do. He's just that type of guy. Actually, Steve was in there too. And he said, man, what a wonderful family. He and his sisters, when they came in. But when I talked to Jonah about this, I said, you know what, Jonah, God created us for a relationship. He created us because He wanted to be friends. But you know what? We messed that up. And I said, what do you think we did? What happened? How did we mess that up? And Jonah said, it was sin. And I said, wow. I said, Jonah, I usually have to help people along maybe with that answer. But he knew it right off. He said, it was sin. I said, you're exactly right. Sin is what keeps us from a relationship with God. It's what keeps us from fellowship with God. It separates us from God. And I said, you know, how do we get back to God if we're separated from Him? And we talked about different answers, about going to church and listening to what our parents say and doing all these things that are good, all these things that we think, okay, can get us back to God. I said, yeah, all these are good answers, but guess what? Every one of them falls short. There is nothing you and I can do to get back to God. I said, so God came up with a plan. And I said, you know what God's plan was to restore our relationship, our friendship back to Him? And Jonah said, it was Jesus, wasn't it? I said, wow, yes it was. That's why I'm saying Jonah and I are going to be big buddies. And the interesting thing about Jonah, and I want to kind of just brag on him, and I don't know the family based upon other than anything I've seen, but it just seems to me like, and this is what his mom Brittany said, you know, it just seems like God is doing something here. God is at work. She said, I can't explain it. The conversations that he's having, the desires that he's having, God just seems to be pulling him to him. And I thought that was great. And you certainly saw it in his answers. God said, you know, or Jonah said, you know what? It's Jesus. I said, you're exactly right. Jesus is the one that restores us back to what we were created for, the relationship that we can have with God through Jesus. And I drew out a little cross, you know, on that little picture that I do and showed that the cross is the bridge that connects us back to God, you know, in a relationship with him. I drew all that out. And I don't know why, Merle, but you people used to laugh at this. I used to sign it, and I said, now, if you hang on to this, in 20 years, you can sell it for $100,000 on eBay. And they don't laugh at that anymore. I don't know why. I might have to use new material, I guess. But anyway, he did keep it, so that was good. But God restores that relationship. And we see this is the pattern that happens. God created us for this. We got it messed up through sin and through falling from him, and God restores it in Jesus Christ. And there's one final thing I want us to look at tonight that God has created us for, and God has created us to rule. Look with me here at verse 26 and 27 of Genesis, actually 26 through 28 of Genesis chapter 1 again. I'm going to have to get over there. Let's see, Genesis chapter 1, verses 26 through 28 says, Then God said, Let us make man in our image according to our likeness. They will rule the fish of the sea, the birds of the sky, the livestock, the whole earth, and the creatures that crawl on the earth. So there in verse 26, it says, What are we to do? What we were created for? We were created to rule. Verse 27 says, So God created man in his own image. He created him in the image of God. He created them male and female. Verse 28 says, God blessed them, and God said to them, Be fruitful, multiply, fill the earth, and subdue it. Rule the fish of the sea, the birds of the sky, and every creature that crawls on the earth. God also said, Look, I've given you every seed-bearing plant on the surface of the entire earth, and every tree whose fruit contains seed. This will be food for you. So why did God create us for? God created us to rule. Several years ago, actually, I don't know if you were like me, but I grew up playing Atari. Atari was my big thing, you know, and if you played Atari games, you know they weren't very sophisticated. They were very simple, you know, I mean, just very simple. They didn't have the graphics like they have in computer games today. They didn't do a lot of they didn't talk to you, you know, I mean, you know, you just played it. It was very, very simple. Well, out of Atari came a game that is still around today. And that game that's still around today, it's so surprising. Whenever I talk to children, you know, I'll talk to them about video games, and still today people tell me they play this game. It came back in 2009, and the game is Minecraft. Does anybody play Minecraft? Minecraft? Actually, in 2013, it became the number one selling game in the world. 20 million copies of Minecraft were sold and played, I don't play Minecraft. I've just kind of read it on it. Larry, you said you play Minecraft. You raised your hand. You always I was just kidding, but you really do play it. Wow. So your grandson does. Okay, Samuel. Okay, do you ever watch him play? Does anybody know the basics of Minecraft? Melly, Aubrey, can you tell me what's Minecraft all about? Okay. So I didn't know about the zombies. That's a good tip. Thank you. But Minecraft, as I understand it, Minecraft is a creation kind of game. It's like where you build and then you rule and you conquer and you rule. You know, so you rule whatever it is that you build. It's not really difficult. It's not really complicated. It's just that basic premise that you, is that right, Melody? So that basic premise that you're ruling over what you build or what you conquer. So you just kind of do that step by step, you know. And really, that's interesting to me that we are so attracted to games like that. And I think there's also a game series, and maybe Aubrey and Melody played this one too, Sim City, or, you know, Sims. Oh, you played that one too? Any zombies in there, Aubrey? Oh, good. Okay, all right, you have to make your own houses and decorate it. Okay, so it's that same premise. And I say that to say that it seems like isn't it in us that we're so attracted to that. We're attracted to the idea of building. We're attracted to the idea of expanding. We're attracted to the idea of ruling our domain, you know. And that's really what we were created for. God says here we were created to rule. But you know what happened? It happened the same way it happened with the other things that we were created for. Actually, chapter 3, verses 1 through 7 says this. Now the serpent was the most cunning of all the wild animals that the Lord God had made. He said to the woman, "Did God really say you can't eat from any tree in the garden?" The woman said to the serpent, "We may eat the fruit from the trees in the garden, but about the fruit of the tree in the middle of the garden, God said, you must not eat it or touch it or you will die." Verse 4 says, "No, you will not die," the serpent said to the woman. "In fact, God knows that when you eat it, your eyes will be opened and you will be like God, knowing good and evil." The woman saw that the tree was good for food and delightful to look at, and that it was desirable for obtaining wisdom. So she took some of its fruit and ate it. She also gave some to her husband who was with her, and he ate it. Then the eyes of both of them were open, and they knew they were naked. So they sewed fig leaves together and made coverings for themselves. So what happened? We were created to rule, and we gave that up. We gave that up when we fell. We gave that up when we gave in to sin. We gave the responsibility that we had to rule for what we were created for. So God restores that in Jesus Christ. In Revelation chapter 5, and I'll close with this. In Revelation chapter 5, you remember us studying it. In Revelation chapter 5, it's very interesting. 10 verses. And in the first several verses, in about the first 4 verses, we see there that there is a scroll that is given to people to open, but nobody wants to touch it. Nobody wants to open it. Nobody is worthy to open it. And you see in verse 5, people begin to weep and people begin to cry. Why? Because this scroll cannot be opened. And what is that scroll? That is God's redemption plan for the world, and yet nobody can touch it. That is how God is going to bring us back to Him, and yet nobody can touch it. And so everybody's upset and everybody's mourning because we can't get back to God. And so then in verse 6, do you remember what happened? In verse 6, there was a Lion of Judah, the Lamb, who stepped forward, and he was worthy to open it. And the Bible says in verses 9 and 10 in chapter 5 that everybody started praising. Everybody was joyful. At the beginning, they were very sad, but then they turned to be very joyful. Why? Because we could finally get back to what we were created for. We could finally get back to rejoicing in the rule that God had made us for. And I think that is a wonderful reminder to us that is exactly how God has operated. That as we have fallen and as we've gotten away from what we were created for, God's answer has always been through restoration in Jesus Christ.
Hey, this is Eddie Duke, pastor at Panther Creek Baptist Church. I hope this message was a blessing for you today. I want to let you know that we here at Panther Creek are a small church that are looking to make a big impact on our neighbors in our community with the love of Christ. If you're looking for a church home with which to serve and connect with, we would love to have you join us on Sunday mornings at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for church. We'd also love to have you join us on Sunday evenings at 6:30. But if you can't join us, we hope you'll tune in every week and listen to us. Have a fantastic day.